When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Friday and welcome to our Feel Good Friday episode of this week. I want us to return to a practice today that we have done many times on this show, but I feel like it's been a while since we had a Feel Good Friday episode dedicated to this. We are going to start our year off by doing something good. Today, as a feel good practice, I want you to take a moment to be of service. To really sit down and contemplate for a moment an area in your life, someone you know who's present in your life, something you can do, something you can put your time or your work or your money or your resources or your support toward that will actually help and serve another human being. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. So take a moment just right now to contemplate something you can do to be of service today. Now, I think traditionally when it comes to being of service, we think of big things, right? We think of volunteer work or donating our money or supporting an organization, which of course being of service can be all of those things. Maybe you have a favorite organization that you trust. Today is a great day to make a donation that you're able to make to that organization. Maybe there is an organization or a project or a foundation in your local area where you can actually go volunteer, where you can put your time and energy to be of service hands-on. But also, it's important to remember that being of service is something we can do in our day-to-day lives. It doesn't have to be going to a dedicated organization or a project to do that. I bet you there are people present in your community right now that actually need help. Whether that is asking one of your neighbors if there's something you can do for them to be of service. Maybe there's a family that you know that has been a little bit overwhelmed over the holidays. They could use a little break or an extra helping hand. Maybe there is someone who needs a little bit of support going to the grocery store because they don't like or they don't feel safe leaving their home because of the pandemic. You can help them get groceries. Maybe there's a friend or a person that's close to you that actually could use a helping hand today. The moment you start looking around to see where and in which ways you can be helpful today, you're going to realize that there are opportunities for that all around. So many people have needs they want to see met, but they are struggling with right now. So take a moment to really decide how you can put your energy and your time or your money to the best use today, whether that's being of service to a person you know or to a stranger, whether it's donating your money or your time or something else. This can be a small act. It can be a ginormous act you choose for yourself, but take a moment to be of service today. Every single person who listens to this podcast is blessed in different ways. And let's take today to use those blessings and put our privilege to good use. It's going to feel good to be of service. It always does. And try to really anchor into that place where you feel empowered, knowing that you can make a change, whether it's through your dollars or through your hands or through your heart. Being of service is something we should integrate into our day-to-day life so that we live a life of service. But I think it's good to have these dedicated practices to just remind us that there are people all around who actually need support. And there is so much we can do. We actually have the ability to make changes in other people's lives. And today that change might be small and it might just be what's needed. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Have a beautiful Friday. Have a great weekend. And Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.